Well, over the past few weeks, we've been talking in various ways to Jane Pennington from Melanoma Focus. We've looked at fundraising and the work they do and stuff like that. Today, I thought it would be really good if we could actually just get our heads around what you should be looking out for. Jane joins me again on the line. Hi, Jane.
Hello there, Neil. Hi. Thank you for having me back again.
No, always a pleasure. So we've been saying this, haven't we? We've been talking. We've met Shelley Campbell-Birch over the past couple of weeks. She had a sounds like a nightmare honeymoon that then resulted in her having a melanoma. We're talking about early detection now. I wanted to kind of start with, we worry about being sun safe now, making sure we've got SPF 30 or above and all this sort of stuff on. But you've said to me in the past, you can be getting melanomas now as a result of things that happened years back. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's entirely variable depending on who you are, what your skin type is, how much sunbathing and sun damage you've done to your skin in the past as to how quickly, you know, things might develop. So it's completely individual. But one fact that we kind of say a lot is that if you damage your skin when you're younger, then it can take up to 20 years to appear.
Wow.
But, you know, of course, the, you know, the more times you're burnt and, you know, it can appear a lot more quickly than that. So very variable. And that's our big alert, really, is to keep everybody very aware of their own skin.
Well, that was the thing that Shelley was basically saying, wasn't it? She kind of attributed it all to this honeymoon in the Maldives, and she said she had photographs there of her in a dress, and she could see her back, and there was nothing. And then a few months later, she's noticing that there's something there, and so it could be a short term thing, but that doesn't mean just because you haven't had anything and you've been looking after yourself for the past few years and doing all the right things that something couldn't still pop up. So
that's it. You can't see the damage that has necessarily been done, and it takes a while to take effect, unfortunately.
Indeed.
So that's, you know, constant monitoring of the skin is what we're really trying to encourage, and early detection is definitely where it's at.
And of course, I'm guessing as well, unless you've got very good mirror systems in your dressing areas and things like that, because it's a bit of a trick. You know, there's bits of your body you've never seen and never will. So it's also perhaps getting somebody else to keep their eye out for things, because someone else could say, "Oh, you've got a mark on your shoulder," and something like that.
Yes, absolutely right. I mean, we've got a whole scheme of how people should be looking at their skins and trying to keep aware of their own skin, getting to know their own skin, so that you're aware of where lesions are, what your regular moles look like, and really taking care to monitor them and see if there are any changes that you can detect yourself. If you're seeing, I don't know, whether it's crusting, starting to bleed, whether it's itching, it's monitoring those kind of those things about moles or any other new spot or lesion. But it's, yes, those areas that are hard to reach, if you're trying to monitor those, it's a good idea to have a partner or a skin buddy to help you look at those nooks and crannies that you can't reach unless you're very good at yoga, really, I suppose.
Well, indeed. Or as I say, unless you've got very, very good mirror systems.
Unless you've got very good mirror systems.
So what are the typical things you should look out for? Because, I mean, there's plenty of things you don't need to worry about, aren't there? But what are the things you should be looking for? Well, maybe I should get this checked.
I mean, checklists are all fine and good. And, you know, we would definitely sort of put some regular kind of check or routine in place. But we would also say that people should listen to what we call the skin safety first guidelines. And that's if you're seeing that anything has changed, if it's new or it seems to have changed since you last looked at it. Don't think about the detail particularly, but if you can see it's changed just by glancing at it, that's enough. And you should be aware of that. That's a potential problem. If you see that something, a spot or a lesion, isn't going away, once a new lesion has appeared and it remains on the skin for maybe 6 weeks to 2 months, that could also be a signal. And the most crucial test, if it actually just looks strange to you and it's worrying you and you think it's different from the other things on your skin, then you should definitely get it looked at by a doctor, and then they may refer you on to a specialist, and that's usually a dermatologist. But we do have a what we call a skin check leaflet, and there are some regular ways to go about looking at your skin. So we like to kind of ask people to make what we call a mole map. And yes, use a mirror and a ruler, get your camera out, make notes. And if you make a routine out of it, if you check your skin once a month, that's fantastic, and note the date that you've done it. You can use, we've got some templates and so on that you can use to record all your different moles and spots and, you know, any changes that you are noticing. And if you take good photographs and note these things down, that's a brilliant way to monitor them. And we say, don't forget under your arms, under your boobs, between your fingers, toes, on the soles of your feet, on the palms of your hands, and behind your ears and scalp. And your nails are also important. People don't really realize that they can develop melanoma in the nail. It often appears as a line. Yeah, it often appears as a line or sort of around the edge. So, you know, keep a good look, watch out for all these things. And there are, bear with me, we've got an A, B, C, D, E, F.
Oh my goodness, right,
so
okay.
Do have a listen to this. So if you're seeing a mole that is, or a lesion that is asymmetric, so the two halves are different in shape, that's something to be aware of. If the borders are irregular or jagged, then be aware of that. Their colour can be uneven or patchy. Shades of black, white, grey, brown, pink can be really quite variable. That would indicate it was suspicious. Diameter, well, if you think about the top of a pencil rubber, that's about 6 millimetres. And usually melanoma are 6 millimetres or more. And again, evolving, if you've seen it change in shape or colour. And the last thing that we like to include is funny. If it looks at all odd or you aren't happy about it for any particular reason, then that's when you need to be alerting yourself to go to the doctor and make those checks. So if you have any doubts, you should go and get it checked. So there's caveats to all that, because melanoma can look really quite different and they can appear anywhere. So they might be with, there's uveal, which is melanoma in the eye, on the scalp, on the hands and the feet, and also around your nether regions as well. So keep an eye out all over your body. And it's not just the places where the sun, you know, can get to you. It's anywhere on your body these lesions might appear.
Right.
So yes, our big thing is, if in doubt, check it out.
Indeed. And I found it interesting you said about the 6 millimetre there. That as yes. You said, that's quite sizable. So if something that size was to suddenly appear, then that really should flag up, shouldn't it? Because it's not just a small mark. That's quite a sizable lump.
Yeah, I mean, I guess things all work at different speeds and they're going to be different for different people and things will be different sizes. So, you know, that is a kind of a benchmark.
Sure,
but
sure.
Things can always be different for you, I think, is the answer. So, okay. Yes, anything that you think is looking odd and causes you concern, go to your GP about it. And, you know, we're in this time with these tricky times of COVID-19 and people have been delaying their visits to the doctors and not wanting to be a burden to the NHS. But, you know, the cancer specialists are so, you know, wanting to hear from people because they know that the trouble that this can all store up. So, yeah, definitely everybody's encouraging people to go and report or, you know, have that conversation with their GP about anything that they're seeing that they're worried about. And don't delay it because, you know, so this goes back to one of the facts that we talked about right in the very beginning. If you spot things early and you're diagnosed at the very earliest stage, then you've got 100% chance of surviving in that first year. If you leave it and it's diagnosed at its latest stage, you know, only 53% of people last for, you know, survive that year. And that's such a massive difference.
That's terrible,
and that's why it's, you know, crucial really for early detection to take place. And so hence this big drive and final message in Melanoma Awareness Month from us, really.
Indeed. Now, just on the subject of getting it checked, are there things that it might not be? So, you know, could it be something else and not men? Because I think a lot of people, and I'm going to point the finger at a lot of men here, are actually, they're usually the, as speaking as one, I can say they are usually will find any excuse not to go to a doctor, any excuse not to get something checked. And could it be that actually, no, it's fine, it is just something else. It is, or is this, when you see one of these, is this really, look, hang on, this isn't hanging around time. We need to crack on with this.
I mean, everybody's skin will be different and everybody's skin will react in different ways. And, you know, things may well be benign, but I think the biggest thing is, if you are at all concerned about it, and if it looks funny for you, then that's your rationale for going to the doctors. It may be nothing, but that's absolutely sure. What you want to know,
that's
isn't
what
it?
You
want
hear.
To know that it's nothing, and then you can walk away happy.
Exactly. Now, you've got this melanoma helpline that you run as well. So I'm guessing that if you don't want to go and see your GP, that's also a good way just to perhaps put your mind at rest
absolutely.
Or at least be told what to do.
Yes, absolutely. If you've got any concerns or worries about a mole, or and it goes much wider than that, obviously, if you're an existing patient and you've got queries about your treatment or diagnosis, any questions about melanoma, whether you're a member of the public, a patient or a carer, our melanoma helpline is available to take your calls. And it's run by specialist skin cancer nurses who are very used to signposting and chatting to people about melanoma and with melanoma. So just to give their telephone number again, in case anybody in the audience needs it, it's 0808 801 0777.
Okay.
And they're available to take your calls. And you can also email too via our website.
All right. And if you're just listening to the station, you're driving along or you're walking along, listening to us on your phone, that's on the website. If you go to the catch-up section, the Melanoma Focus helpline details, or the Melanoma helpline details, are there on the website. So, Jane, it's been interesting times. We've got summer coming up, so we know now that we need to be skin safe throughout the summer. 100 miles for May is ongoing because of COVID-19 through the summer months, and we'll catch up with you at the end of that and find out how you did.
It is. Thank you. Yes, it's become 100 miles in 1 month now, and people are still signing up. So it's going really, really well. We've got the first people who've taken place in May finishing now. So this week's going to be very, very busy for us.
Fantastic.
But yes, again, if anybody wants to join our challenge throughout the summer months, it's jane@melanomafocus.com.
Lovely. Jane, lovely to speak to you as always. Have a nice, safe summer. Enjoy the sunshine, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you so much.